Welcome back to Workplace Revolution, brought to you by G Foundry. This time we're diving headfirst into the future of work. And let me tell you folks, buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride.
It sure is.
We're talking massive shifts in work culture.
Uh-huh.
Tech that seems like it's straight out of science fiction. And a whole new way of thinking about learning. It's exciting stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a fascinating time to be in this space. You know, here at G Foundry, we're right there working with companies to navigate these changes, all these incredible transformations.
So let's jump right in. First up, this whole idea of human centricity. You hear it everywhere, but what does it really mean for, you know, someone listening right now?
Right.
Who's wondering if their job will even exist in a couple of years?
Yeah. I think it's more than just a buzzword. It's a complete change, a fundamental shift. You know, for a long time, it was all about the bottom line, just profits, profits, profits. But there's this realization happening now that to really be successful, you got to invest in the most valuable asset, your people.
You're talking about employees.
Yeah, employees. Exactly. And there's actually data to prove it.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Gallup, they did research and they found that companies that have engaged employees.
Engage.
They actually see a 21% boost in profitability.
Wow, 21%. That's pretty huge. So it's not just about being nice to employees, right? It's about recognizing that they are valuable in this crazy, rapidly changing world.
Exactly. Especially now, you know, automation is changing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And those skills that are uniquely human, like creativity, critical thinking, being able to like connect with people emotionally, those are becoming even more important.
It's kind of like the more technology we have, the more important those human skills are.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads us to another big trend we're seeing.
Okay.
Flexible work styles. And we call these phygital workplaces.
Phygital. Okay. I got to admit, that one needs some explaining. Is that just a fancy way of saying like remote work?
It's more than just remote work. It's about mixing the physical and digital in a way that actually makes work, you know, better for everyone.
Better.
So think about things like smart badges that can actually personalize your workspace.
Oh, wow.
AI tools that help you learn and grow.
Yeah.
And even VR. You know, virtual reality is starting to become part of the office.
Hold on. VR in the office. Now, that sounds like something straight out of a movie.
I know, right? But it's not as futuristic as you might think.
Really?
We're seeing companies use it already. For things like onboarding new employees, having those virtual team meetings, and even doing training simulations. So imagine a new employee could get a virtual tour of the office, right?
From home.
Yeah, from home. Before they even step foot in the building, they could meet colleagues from all over the world and even practice their skills in a safe virtual space.
Okay, now that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But with all this change happening, where does this leave HR departments? They must be trying to keep up with all this.
Yeah, for sure. HR is going through a huge transformation itself, and we're kind of seeing this shift towards what we call people experience departments. It's not just about managing employees anymore. It's about crafting a good experience for every person throughout their entire journey at the company. And it all starts with, well, hiring, right?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot about how degrees are becoming less important and skills are becoming more important. Is that something that you're seeing?
Absolutely. We're seeing this big move towards skills-based hiring.
Okay.
It's like companies are more focused on what you can actually do instead of just looking at where you went to school.
Interesting.
So it's about finding the best person for the job, no matter their background, and then giving them the tools to succeed.
Yeah.
And that's where G Foundry steps in.
So tell me, how does G Foundry fit into this new world of work? What makes it different from those like traditional HR platforms?
Well, G Foundry is different because it's built to be the engine of this human-centric workplace. It's an all-in-one platform, you know, leveraging the power of AI to create these personalized experiences for every employee from the moment they apply to the day they retire.
That's quite a journey.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of what that looks like in practice? Like, how does that personalization actually work?
Sure. Let's take learning and development, for example.
Okay.
So, you know, forget about those old boring training manuals.
Right. Nobody wants those anymore.
Exactly. G Foundry actually uses AI to create these personalized learning paths. So it recommends modules based on your skills, your goals.
And even how you learn best.
Exactly.
So it's like having a custom tailored learning plan.
Right. That adapts to you as you go.
So no more sitting through those useless training sessions.
Exactly. And then we take it even further with gamification.
Ooh. Gamification. Tell me more about that.
Who said learning can't be fun, right? We use game mechanics to keep you motivated and coming back for more.
Okay.
So you can earn points, badges, you know, even compete with your colleagues.
Wow.
While you're learning essential skills.
Okay. That definitely sounds way more engaging than just, you know, reading a manual or sitting in a boring training.
For sure.
But with all this talk about AI, you know, we got to address the big question. Are robots coming for our jobs?
Right.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's a valid concern. But at GFoundry, we see AI differently. We believe that AI is not about replacing humans.
Okay.
It's about making us better. It's about augmenting what we can do.
So it's like a partnership.
Yeah, more like a partnership where AI takes care of the routine stuff. You know, the boring stuff. So then we can focus on those things that humans do best, you know, the creative stuff, problem solving, building relationships.
Right. So humans and machines working together, each playing to their strengths.
Exactly. And that's where the blended workforce comes in. It's this mix of human talent with AI-powered tools. And it's already happening, you know?
Yeah. Where are you seeing that?
Like in recruiting. You know, AI can go through tons of resumes super fast to find the best candidates.
Saves a lot of time.
A ton of time. And then, you know, the recruiters can focus on the human side of things, like building those relationships with candidates.
Right. Getting to know them.
Yeah. Understand their motivations. Make sure they're a good fit for the culture.
That makes sense. So it's not just about automating things. It's about using AI to make the workplace, like, more human.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really at the heart of what we do at GFoundry.
Okay.
We believe technology should help people, you know, not replace them. Mm-hmm. And we think by using AI in the right way, we can actually create workplaces where everybody feels valued, engaged, inspired to do their best work.
This has been a fascinating look at, like, how AI is changing the workplace.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface. There's another whole area we need to explore.
What's that?
The metaverse.
Ah, yes, the metaverse.
Uh-huh. A world of seemingly endless possibilities.
No many possibilities.
I have to admit, though, the metaverse still feels a little bit like science fiction to me. But I keep hearing more and more about how it could impact HR. Can you give us a peek into what that might look like?
Sure. Well, the metaverse is this virtual space, right?
Yeah.
Where people can connect with each other, but also with digital objects. And it feels so real.
So is it kind of like you're stepping into a video game, but for work?
In a way, yeah, but it's much more than that.
Okay.
Imagine like going to a virtual job fair.
Oh, wow.
Where you can actually walk into a company's virtual office. You can meet employees. Mm-hmm. You can even see what it would be like to work there.
That would completely change how we recruit people.
I think so. And that's just one example. The metaverse can also be used for those immersive training simulations.
Okay.
Virtual team building, even just, you know, hanging out with colleagues. But in a way that's more engaging.
It sounds like the metaverse could really, like, break down those barriers, connect people in new ways, create a work experience that's more inclusive and engaging.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting about it. I mean, it's still early days.
Yeah.
But the possibilities for HR are huge.
This all sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, are there any concerns?
Oh, of course.
Or challenges that come with this, like brave new world of work? It feels like we're stepping into uncharted territory.
Yeah, there are definitely things we need to be careful about as we move into the metaverse.
Like what?
Well, one of the big ones is accessibility.
Okay.
Not everyone can afford like a VR headset or has the technology to, you know, really participate in the metaverse.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we're not creating a digital divide that leaves some people out.
It's like with any new technology, we got to make sure it's inclusive, doesn't leave anybody behind.
Exactly. And another thing is data privacy.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
The metaverse collects tons of data about how people behave. Mm. So we need really clear guidelines and strong security measures in place.
To protect all that data.
Exactly. To protect all that data. You know, we've seen what's happened with social media and data privacy concerns. So it's important to be proactive with this.
Right. Absolutely.
And then there are the ethical implications.
Oh, right.
As we build these virtual worlds, we need to make sure that they're fair and inclusive.
Right. It's like we're building a whole new society.
Right.
You've got to make sure it reflects the values we want to see in the real world.
Exactly. So it's about being really intentional and thoughtful about how we design this whole new frontier.
So taking all that into account, all those things we need to be aware of, what's your outlook on the metaverse? How do you think it's going to impact the future of work?
I'm optimistic.
Okay, good.
I think the metaverse could really change things for the better. It's not about replacing the physical world.
Right.
It's more like opening up new possibilities.
Expanding the boundaries.
Yeah, expanding the boundaries of what we can do,
mm-hmm.
of how we work and how we learn, how we connect with each other.
And I imagine G Foundry is, you know, right there on the front lines, helping companies figure all this out.
We are. We're exploring new ways to use the metaverse to create better experiences for employees.
Okay.
We're already seeing companies using it for things like onboarding and those training simulations we talked about, team building activities.
Yeah.
And as the technology gets better, the possibilities are just going to keep growing.
It definitely sounds like the future of work is going to be anything but boring.
It's going to be an exciting ride.
From focusing on people, those digital workplaces, AI tools, and now the metaverse. There's a lot to look forward to.
It's a time of amazing change and so much opportunity. And at G Foundry, we're excited to be at the forefront of this workplace revolution, working with companies to shape the future of work.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on Workplace Revolution, brought to you by G Foundry.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners, be sure to check out G Foundry. You can learn more about how we're changing the workplace. Until next time, keep innovating. Keep pushing the boundaries, and let's create a future of work where everyone can thrive.